Is he making fun of her? He's trying to get Coach Sherman to make fun of SFA?
The media was trying to sort of bait him into, not only saying that they weren't in very good shape, but implying that maybe some of those going down with cramps were designed to disrupt the Aggie tempo.
Which
there's a video out on the web right now, which pretty well proves that in one instance that was the case. No. We ain't saying, but it just...
We're just saying.
Every week, Chase and I usually have to go through the media guide or game notes to get pronunciations or just information. And
Those pronunciations,
yeah. I happened to go through the... when I got to the area of restricted seating and access, this week I went ahead and got their media guide. And in the media guide, they have in the back every individual who has won a letter playing football at SFA.
Oh, right. How many pages is that?
Don't know. You know what I figured? I figured it's in there to settle bar bets.
Got to do something in Nacogdoches.
Or elsewhere. Right. I did two.
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah, I lettered there. I did.
Yeah, that's a bar argument in San Augustine.
Yeah, exactly. He played ball. He played his college ball.
He played SFA. Third string deep snap.
That's right. He said he was a good kid.
I wouldn't mess with him. Right. Pretty tough. So here are the fight song lyrics for La Tech. Excuse me, Louisiana Tech. Fight, fight, fight for old red and blue. Show your might and we'll...
Show it too?
Root for you.
Oh.
Get on your toes... When you meet your foes, are they short?
I don't know. Those D-backs get on their toes, I'm telling you. They'll get knocked on their butt.
And don't let them go through. The next line's easy. Tech, tech, tech.
Fight, fight, fight.
Yeah, no, just tech, tech, tech.
Tech, 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 tech.
Yeah. Fight, fight, fight. Hit those lines like good old, here's the first two-syllable word, canines. Break through for a, here's the next one. Touchdown or two. And as we said the other day, it's going to take more than two. Hold up your chin. Let's all go in to win for our red and blue.
I'm telling you.
That just, man.
Brings a tear to your eye.
It does. It stirs emotions.
Football coach didn't write that.
Yeah,
because you don't get on your toes and you don't hold up your chin. Hold up your chin, you get your head knocked off.
Yeah, you really will.
Yeah. Don't lead with your chin when you're making a tackle.
Somebody will hit you in the Adam's apple.
Yeah, get up on your toes, you'll be knocked off balance.
Yep.
So, and again, like you said, Scott, one touchdown, two touchdowns ain't going to do it.
Probably not. It's only 29 seconds. That's
25.
Wow.
Hey, it's a toe tapper.
You know, by the eighth game, they've got it memorized, so they're in good shape.
Yeah. I'm no music major, but that sounds like a pretty simple tune.
But I'm thinking there'll be sheet music flying across the field here.
Yeah.
It's only the...
I don't know.
Second game of the season.
I think John Philip Sousa has a right to sue there. He's bound to have written that somewhere.
Probably.
Well, they're not going to bring their band anyway. So.
Oh, they're not?
I seriously doubt they will.
Well, now, we thought that last week.
Yeah, well, now, we said that over the air, and AC quickly texted me that we were wrong. So if he's listening, he'll text me.
All right, I just...
Generally speaking, non-conference teams don't bring their bands.
Yeah, and it's not...
If you'll recall, Notre Dame didn't even bring its band.
Yeah.
Neither did Virginia Tech, I don't think. No, I think Virginia's had
their band. Just like A&M, they got their budgets, Those buses.
Yeah, but you got to have
buses don't run for free.
But you got to have a big road trip. I mean, you got to have a big road trip.
Well, this one's not on television. As if TV shows the bands anyway. What does that have to do with it, right?
Yeah. Let's see. When was the last time La Tech was on TV? Anyway.
Oh, with the glut of networks.
That's true. They're liable to be on the Corinthian Network or something that we don't
know. With Ricardo Montalban?
No idea.
If he wasn't dead.
Oh, well, I tell you what. If you want to talk politics, you don't have to go anyplace beyond the 17th Congressional District of Texas.
Oh, right here.
Right there on the Politico National website, Texas Republican congressional candidate Bill Flores says the Democrat Representative Chet Edwards' new attack ad is false and defamatory, and he is willing to go to court to prove it. Edwards' new ad accuses Flores of being responsible for thousands of job losses. The quote, Bill Flores says his energy company's created over 500 jobs. What he doesn't say is that an oil company he helped run laid off 3,000 workers and then paid off its top executives with millions, end quote. That's flat wrong, says Flores, who is challenging Edwards in a tight race for, it says here, Texas' 23rd district. That's almost correct. The district, which includes Waco and former President George Bush's ranch, heavily Republican, Edwards has become an improbable Democratic survivor, their words. Flores held a news held a conference call with reporters yesterday to refute the ad. So that made the national political news yesterday. So. And, of course, the president of U.S. America, Barack Hussein Obama, out speaking, I don't know if you heard, he was out of town yesterday. He was on the road speaking. It's a rare occurrence. But
yeah, I know, because he hardly ever gets out of the house.
Really. He had a speech. By the way, a 45-minute speech. That teleprompter operator had to be tired.
Maybe he's getting paid extra.
Maybe so. Maybe they had to have a tag team, somebody take over after 20 minutes and move on in. Anyway, pretty much took on John Boehner by name in Ohio, kind of his home country. And, of course, Boehner is, at least it appears, as long as he keeps working on his tan, that he could well be the new Speaker of the House.
I think that's a spray.
Yeah, however, howsomever. And, again, always wears wonderful ties to accent that color.
Yeah, sort of an earthy tie.
When was the last time we had a Speaker of the House who smoked?
Does Boehner smoke?
Yes, he does.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know, you know, who smokes and who doesn't, do we, really?
I mean, you know. Yeah, there could be people higher up than he is on the food chain who might smoke.
We got a president that smokes.
Well, now, wait a minute.
There's a smoking room.
I was going to say, maybe he should, you know, have a powwow light up with the old pres there.
Well, I mean, they shared a beer on the White House lawn, you know, some folks. So he could have a smoker there. They could take one of those, you know, white tents and drop the flaps down and go ahead and smoke them up in there and see how that turns out.
They ain't been so much drinking and smoking at the White House since Teddy Roosevelt, probably.
No, you know? LBJ.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. LBJ. Yeah.
I think LBJ did a fair amount of both of those.
Yeah, he'd have a nip in a.
Yeah, both of those.
And a camel.
Anyhow. President is on.
A nip and a camel.
I don't know that he smoked camel. I thought he was an L&M guy.
Well, he could have been. Camel just seemed to fit the phraseology better.
You know, what is better than having a job, I don't know, maybe as like a senior economic advisor for a United States senator? That's a pretty good gig, don't you think? I mean, probably pretty good salary, probably get a fairly close parking place. And up until yesterday, Marcus Stanley got just that. Marcus, you see, he was a senior economic advisor to California Democrat Senator Barbara Boxer. That is,
you better call her senator.
Because she worked hard for it. Anyway, he's walking into the Hart Senate office building, as he always does. He needs to empty his pockets. He goes in and, there's a little green leafy substance there in his pocket.
Oh, dear.
So he was immediately farred by Senator Boxer.
He brought some marijuana into work.
Allegedly. Don't know that that's true.
What a dummy.
Well, excuse me, it's politics. You know, doesn't mean that they're always the brightest bulb out there. And Lisa Murkowski, who said that she very, very quickly conceded in her loss to Joe Miller in the Alaska senatorial primary. Now she's decided that she's going to be a write-in candidate in Alaska. Now, her name is not easy to spell. And what happens if they misspell it? Is it like Google? Did you mean pop up?
Well, and how do you write in on electronic voting machines?
I don't know how that works.
Because, you know, with ours, it's just got the little wheel. Scroll L.
Yeah, that would be tough. Because that's a long name. We've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 letters.
Yeah, unless your name's Jim Hill, you're not getting any write-in candidates.
Probably not.
Or write-in votes.
She's looking at being a write-in candidate. Could announce her decision in the next few days. If she follows through, it would open the door for Democrat Scott McAdams in a race that, up until a few weeks ago, was considered to be an easy Republican lock. Once again, if you remember, Lisa had like $3 million in the bank or something like that, decided not to spend any money because she thought she had the seat won. Little did she know. So that's Alaska politics. And again, I mean, it's almost like they're in another country. Well, in fact, there is another country between us and them. But
then you can see it from Sarah Palin's house.
You could do that.